Welcome to the Batchflower School's audio to help you get to know the remedies. A long time ago, when I first started to learn about the remedies, I got confused. And I'm sure you get confused too. To remember the different personalities of 38 remedies isn't easy. And as we know, the most effective way to learn is by repetition. Do you remember how you learned your arithmetic tables? So to help me, I made a recording on a tape recorder. Now, don't laugh. Tape recorders were the leading edge in technology in those days. And the height of luxury was to have a tape recorder in your car. And I love to listen when I'm on the move. So I would play the tape whenever I was in the car, and it didn't matter where it started or where it stopped. I would switch it on and listen. And slowly, I became familiar with the remedies. Of course, it was easier for me to remember the remedies which had an emotional hook for me. I found it easier to remember the ones that I needed and the ones that I thought would help my husband and my children. So this audio is to help you, as my tape recording helped me all those years ago. And I'd like to begin by telling you a little bit about the Batchflowers in case you're just starting on your Batchflower journey. The Batchflower remedies are a natural and simple and extremely effective method of healing, and they soothe and heal negative emotions. We all take our first remedy for one reason only, and that is because we want to feel better. I know feeling better doesn't sound very powerful, but whether you're in the depths of despair or flying about in a dizzy spin, not coping well at all, the only thing you want is to feel better than you're feeling at the moment. When you discover how powerful the remedies are, it's almost as if they draw you in and you have to know more. Not only do the remedies help us feel better, but they heal our fears and our anxieties and our anger and our blame. They heal the pain in our hearts and they heal our ability to trust and love again. The first remedy I took was impatience. I was cross and irritable with my children. I didn't want to be grumpy with them. They were good children. And two drops of impatience on my tongue, and all the tension just drained out of my body, and I was hooked. But my lifelong love affair with the Batchflower remedies began when I read this quote from Edward Batch. Walk the path of your soul, and you're happy and healthy. Deviate from the path and you're unhappy and become ill. Note, happy comes first, healthy comes second. Batch spoke of soul remedies and soul qualities. At that time, I was searching for that special something. Without realizing it, I was looking for a connection with my soul. And here it was. For me, not only did the Batchflowers help me feel better, but they helped me understand myself. And they were instrumental in me finding my soul connection, my purpose, and my path in life. This is a very powerful system of healing. In the 1930s, Edward Batch referred to them as the medicine of the future. Now, 80 years into the future, Batch remedies are becoming more and more popular. When you first start to learn about them, it is confusing. There are 38 remedies that cover every human emotion. It doesn't seem possible, does it? But it is so. And I found the easiest way for me was to learn them in alphabetical order. I've mentioned the 12 healers. These were the first 12 remedies that Batch discovered. He called them type or soul remedies. And just as you were born in one month of the year and belong to one sign of the zodiac, and that cannot be changed, you will belong to one of these 12 healers. To me, the remedies have a personality, so I refer to the remedies as they, and sometimes I talk as if you or I need that remedy. I hope that works for you, because it's the easiest way for me. And listening over and over is one of the easiest ways of learning about the remedies. Paul Albertson, an enthusiastic Batchflower user, is joining me to tell you about the remedies.
Hello, my name's Paul, and I was introduced to the Batchflower remedies by Rose. And I have to say, having used them and tried them, they're very subtle, they're very gentle, but they're also really, really effective.
So let's get started. agrimony. Agrimony is one of the original 12 healers. Agrimony people normally hide their worries, their fears and their tears behind a happy, smiley face. It's often said that agrimony wears a mask, and I'm sure you know people who don't show their feelings. They are restless and need to have company, and they may turn to alcohol or drugs to help keep their smile in place. And you know the sort of people that even when life is hard for them, they are cheerful and say, "Everything's going to be fine." Because they don't share their anxieties and anguish with others, they suffer a lot from mental strain, and the longer they wear their mask, the harder it becomes to confide in their family and friends. Agrimony transforms their inner pain and suffering so that they're able to recognise and handle their problems and find peace.
Aspen. Aspen is the opposite of mimulus. Those in need of aspen are apprehensive and have anxiety about vague fears, and they have the feeling of doom and gloom. It's the sort of fear that you can't identify, and it creates butterflies in the stomach. They're afraid that something will go wrong. Aspen is sensitive to psychic influences and is excellent for children who have nightmares. The key to aspen is that there is no reason for the fears, just vague, uncomfortable feelings.
Beech. Beech is not a commonly bought remedy, but most of us need it far more than we realise. Beech is critical and intolerant, and they find it difficult to understand other people's failings and easily become irritated and angry by the habits and the characteristics of others. They don't like what they see in life. Someone in need of beech doesn't make allowances for the fact that others like to do things in a different way. Beech lacks humility and is often arrogant. They judge and want to be right. Beech helps people understand that others are here to follow their own path in life. And although they're doing things differently, it doesn't necessarily make them inferior.
Century, another of the original 12 healers. Batch referred to those needing Century as doormats, as they were overworked by others. Century are kind, willing and very giving. They are kind-hearted and always ready to help. Unfortunately, they find themselves at the beck and call of people with a strong personality. They're weak-willed, very easily influenced, and are the carers in our communities. They are quiet, unassuming, and sometimes timid people who lack individuality and are always willing to do anything for others. Even when they're so busy and exhausted, they still won't say no. They are unable to make and maintain boundaries. Century helps them to find the strength to create boundaries and also to say no.
Serato. Serato is one of the 12 healers. Serato lives with doubt and uncertainty, and they don't necessarily doubt their ability, but they doubt their judgment and feel they can't make a valid decision without asking the help of others. Serato is unable to make a decision, so they ask everybody else's opinion and easily are influenced by others, and so make the wrong decision and regret it later. Serato gives them faith in themselves and reassurance that the quiet, small voice within is guiding them.
Cherry Plum. Cherry Plum is for loss of control and not being able to think clearly, when your mind is running away with itself. Your mind is filled with wild thoughts, thoughts you wouldn't normally have, and they become fixed in your mind. These thoughts then become like a runaway train and you just can't stop them. Cherry Plum will bring clarity and rational thoughts to return. You fear losing your mind. It's for the desperation and the deep depression of those who are on the verge of a nervous breakdown. It's for those who, in their despair, their thoughts can turn to suicide as an escape. When something desperate has happened, they don't feel that they can go on. They can't see their way out of a situation. Cherry Plum also has obsessive repeated thoughts, and so is very helpful for anyone who's suffering from OCD.
Chestnut Bud. It's a frequently forgotten remedy, but it is important in many cases. It's for people who fail to learn from their experiences in life and therefore tend to make the same mistakes over and over again. And we all do that, don't we? It can also be that we're finding it hard to learn one of our own personal life lessons. It seems that our observation powers are weak or switched off. Whatever the cause, if you need chestnut bud, you'll tend to create the same difficult experiences over and over. People in need of chestnut bud try to forget the past instead of gathering its wisdom. Chestnut bud can be extremely helpful for people with learning difficulties.
Chicory. Chicory is another of the 12 healers. Those in need of chicory love to mother and unfortunately smother too. They love intense and close relationships, and they're filled with love for their family, and they overmother. A bit like a mother hen, they like to watch over and keep their chicks close to them so they can fuss and organise their lives. They believe they know what's best for everyone and are critical and always correcting others. However, this overcare can quickly become possessiveness, and they make themselves indispensable and force their good deeds on others, always calculating their rewards. They use emotional blackmail. I'll love you if you do this, or if you loved me, you'd do this, that sort of thing. The chicory possessiveness stifles the freedom of others, and it just drives them away. Chicory sounds like a dreadful remedy, but it's the remedy of selfless love, that in the negative state, that love is turned inward to themselves. This remedy helps them give their love in a more open way and brings out a selfless love.
Clematis. Clematis is one of the original 12 healers. Clematis people are dreamy and drowsy, and they love to sleep as they are not at all interested in life. Their imaginary fantasies fill their minds, and they look forward to the pleasant times in the future. You'll need Clematis if you're feeling dazed, ungrounded, absent-minded, have poor concentration, and are a bit scatterbrained. You'll have little interest in what's going on around you as you live in your own fantasy world. If you are in need of Clematis, you will frequently lose things, your keys, or you'll lose your way. Clematis will help you bring you down to earth and bring you back into this now moment.
Crabapple. Crabapple is the cleanser and acts on both the mental and emotional states and the body too. It's for those who feel unclean and contaminated. This is a powerful remedy that can rid you of the sense of being poisoned. For example, if you have a virus, or you've got a bout of food poisoning, or perhaps you've eaten too much chocolate or cake, or you feel disgusting, which is a word that often is connected to crabapple. The crabapple feeling can often be associated with pine, which is the remedy for guilt. Self-disgust and self-blame go hand in hand, especially if we feel that we have been violated. Crabapple brings relief when we become obsessed with small details, feeling they have to check something frequently or wash their hands continuously. Crabapple also helps us when we don't like ourselves because we feel unattractive, obsessed with weight or shoe size. The remedy will help clear away obsessive thoughts. Crabapple is added to Rescue Remedy Cream for its cleansing properties.
Elm. Elm is the remedy for responsibility. Elm people are usually confident and very capable, and they often hold responsible positions. However, when they're under a lot of strain and pressure of the responsibility, and they feel they can't cope, they tend to lose faith in their own abilities and become despondent and depressed. Although elm is generally needed in work situations, it can also be needed at home. If you're caring for someone, or you're the sole breadwinner and parent, you'll feel the weight of the responsibility you're carrying. Elm will restore your faith in your own abilities.
Gentian. Gentian is one of the 12 healers, and it'll become a firm favourite once you discover that it's the remedy for despondency when you suffer from a setback. It's a great remedy for depression when you know what has caused your disappointment. If you need gentian, you become easily discouraged and very disappointed when life doesn't turn out as you planned. Perhaps you don't get the job that you were sure you were going to, or your relationship ends. You doubt whether your situation will improve. Gentian lifts the doubt and restores your faith in life.
Gorse. This remedy is made from a brilliant gold flower that helps those who have given up all hope. They don't believe that anything can be done to help them. They don't believe they can get better. They don't look for help, as they don't believe that anything can be done for them. if you find yourself saying, "Oh, what's the use of trying? Nothing's going to make a difference," gorse will. If you feel hopeless and accept your situation, you need gorse. Gorse will help change your state of mind and you'll become more optimistic about life.
Heather. Heather is a complete contrast to Water Violet in that they need someone to talk to and to seek the company of others. Edward Batch described Heather as the needy child and fondly called them buttonholers, as they tend to talk a lot and their companions find it hard to escape. Those in need of Heather are very anxious about being alone, and so they're always looking for someone to keep them company. Heather is self-centered and preoccupied by their own troubles and woes. They need someone to talk to, just like a needy child. Heather will help them move their mind away from themselves and become better listeners.
Holly. The Holly state is as prickly as the leaves. This remedy is for strong, aggressive emotions such as anger, jealousy, revenge, envy, hatred, and suspicion. If your anger explodes out of you and can become violent rage, then Holly is the remedy you need. If you're easily offended, easily annoyed, and react with aggression, then Holly will help you think with your heart.
Honeysuckle. If you're inclined to cling to the past, reliving and remember what was and can't seem to move on, then honeysuckle will help you come back to the present. If you're constantly recalling happier times, perhaps glorifying the past or keep going back to dreams that didn't come true, you need honeysuckle. The remedy helps them leave the past where it should be and begin to live life in the present moment. Honeysuckle is for a longing for a time gone by or regrets over the past which prevent you from living in the present. Honeysuckle is the remedy for homesickness.
Hornbeam. Hornbeam is for mental exhaustion. When you have that Monday morning feeling, that lethargic feeling you have when you're weary, apathetic, and unmotivated about the day ahead, hornbeam will bring you vitality and enthusiasm. If you find that you're procrastinating when you think of what you have to do, then hornbeam will give you the strength to get through the day, so you can actually enjoy your work instead of dreading it. This remedy is for you when you feel as if you don't have the emotional or physical strength to get through the day. Hornbeam can also relieve the boredom you feel from the monotony of doing the same thing over and over. Hornbeam revitalizes.
Impatience. This is one of the 12 healers. It's not difficult to work out what this remedy is for. Impatience and irritability. It helps the mind slow down when it becomes agitated and irritated by the slowness of others. Impatience is for those who are quick in thought and action. Impatience people walk and talk quickly and have quick minds. So you can see how they're easily frustrated, snap at others and are irritated when things are not going as fast as they want them to. Impatience types are not team players. They do much better on their own, going at their own speed. Impatience also has a short fuse and can suddenly become angry, but their anger disappears as quickly as it arrived. Impatience will help you count to 10 before you speak. Impatience turns irritability into patience.
Larch. Larch is a self-confidence remedy. It's for those who lack confidence in their own ability, and they will shy away from doing anything that involves going out of their comfort zone as they're afraid of failure and don't believe they're good enough to succeed. We can lose our confidence from just one experience, no matter how young we were when it happened. The lack of confidence can stay with us throughout our lives. It's debilitating to the point where you won't even try to do what you want to do because you expect to fail. This leads to missing the opportunities that life has to offer. The lack of confidence can lead to a deep and dark depression. If you need larch, you'll strongly believe that you are not capable, when in fact you really are. With larch, you will come to believe in your own abilities and be optimistic and enthusiastic about life.
Mimulus. Mimulus is one of the 12 healers. This is for everyday nervousness that creates anxiety about a particular subject. If you're afraid of the dark, spiders, flying, illness, accidents, or of being alone, then Mimulus will help heal these anxieties. Mimulus people can be mild and shy, and so they live carefully. If you need Mimulus, you'll imagine things are more difficult than they really are. You're always slow to start new things.
Mustard. There are several remedies for depression. All of them are described in this audio. The mustard depression characteristically descends for no apparent reason. If you need mustard, you won't be able to work out why you're depressed. It's for those times when you're in a deep gloom that weighs you down, or perhaps you even feel in despair. It's as if a dark cloud comes down over you and hides the light and the joy of life. If you're in need of mustard, you'll cry easily and frequently, and you won't feel like doing anything. And then it lifts as suddenly as it arrives. Mustard will help lift that black cloud.
Oak. This remedy is about strength and endurance. It's for solid people who, like an oak tree, are reliant and resilient. They're the pillars in society. When they're ill, they don't give in but keep on working without even acknowledging that they're unwell. If you're struggling and fighting to get well or having difficulty dealing with daily life, then oak will help you. If you always keep going, fight on even though you're ill or when things seem hopeless, you need oak. In an oak state, you'll be discontented with yourself when illness or fatigue interferes with your duties and responsibilities.
Olive. Unlike hornbeam, the olive state is one of genuine tiredness. We all need olive at some time. This is a remedy for people who have had debilitating illnesses or have worked hard and are now mentally and physically exhausted. So when you feel drained, as if you have no energy and are completely exhausted, olive will help. If you've had a lot of mental work to do, like studying for an exam or working long hours to complete a project at work, or if you're weary and have become exhausted from a prolonged illness that leaves you with no interest in the day. When you're feeling too tired to deal with anything, olive will help replenish your energy levels. It's important to treat the cause of the tiredness as well, but nevertheless, olive will help you enormously to get over your fatigue and get you through the day.
Pine. Pine is the remedy for guilt. It's for those who carry the burden of some awful thing that they believe that they've done. They frequently apologize and sometimes take the blame for others. It's needed when we feel that we've done something wrong or said something wrong at the wrong time. It helps with the feelings from early childhood. If you were scolded and corrected so often, you came to believe that you could do nothing right. Pine is for remorse and guilt, and also for the feeling that I could have done better. Pine will keep their guilty secret deep inside of them, where it festers and grows out of all proportion. Pine will help you realize that you're not always to blame, and that it helps them release the heavy burden of guilt or shame.
Red chestnut. If you're in need of red chestnut, you'll worry about the safety and well-being of your family and loved ones. It's natural for us to be concerned about our loved ones, but red chestnut fear is out of all proportion. You'll suffer from fear and excessive concern for them, that they'll be hurt or lost or become ill. You're too emotionally connected to your loved ones. You don't worry about yourself, as you are strongly drawn into the life of another. Red chestnut brings reasoning and clarity to the frightened mind and will soothe your fears.
Rock rose. Rock rose is for terror and panic. There is a reason for this terror, and the intensity of the feelings can lead to panic. It can be that you've been in a serious accident or witnessed a crime. It can cause nightmares.
Rock water. Rock water is for those that are highly disciplined. They are idealistic and may be following some strict religious doctrine or just have some high goals that they've set for themselves. As a result, rock water is likely to become a martyr, doing without some of life's simple pleasures because they believe that it's right to do so. Rock water people can adopt a self-righteous way of living because they believe it's good for them and they must not weaken. However, their perfectionist attitude can lead them to become over-rigid and strict in their approach to life, often becoming so hard on themselves, and sometimes others too, that they do not experience even the slightest pleasures in life and ignore their inner needs. This results in rigidity of mind, muscles, and body. The remedy helps them soften and become less demanding so that they can maintain their high standards and enjoy some of life's pleasures.
Scleranthus. Scleranthus is one of the 12 healers. It's for those who just cannot make up their mind between two choices. Every choice creates a dilemma and puts them on a mental seesaw. They first decide one way and then the other and are constantly in a state of confusion. They really don't know what they want and they're constantly changing from one decision to the other. Even their mood can change quickly from happy to sad. Scleranthus people don't talk about their uncertainty. They keep it to themselves.
Star of Bethlehem. This is a remedy for shock, trauma and crisis. For example, an accident, an attack or sad news. Edward Batch called this remedy the Great Soother. It relieves the shock of trauma and soothes sadness and sorrows. If you have suffered a bereavement and are beside yourself from shock, Star of Bethlehem will help ease your pain of grief and sorrow. When you're in great distress and don't want to be comforted, Star of Bethlehem will bring you comfort. Even if you have an old emotional wound, Star of Bethlehem will work to heal them too.
Sweet Chestnut. This is the remedy for the deepest of despair and anguish. A heartbroken desperation, and you're in the dark night of the soul, where the mind and body feel as if they're at their limit of endurance and are filled with utter despair and feel that they cannot take any more. They are filled with utter despair and feel something must give way. You're so distressed that you feel you can't make it on your own. It's a heart-wrenching feeling, and no matter what you do, nothing will relieve the anguish that you feel. Sweet Chestnut replaces the despair with hope and brings light to the future.
Vervain. Vervain is one of the 12 healers and they have strong views about certain issues. They believe in human rights, animal rights, and the difference between good and evil. It's for those who are enthusiastic about life. They're workaholics and perfectionists and overstretch in everything they do. If you need vervain, you probably have a cause, something you work on to, quote, put right. As vervain enjoys a good debate, they'll try to convince others about their beliefs. They're ambitious and their need to set the outer world to right stops them from relaxing and even slowing down enough to appreciate their achievements. If they have no outlet for their feelings, it causes tension and irritability. Vervain will help to release the stress and strain and allow the mind to relax. And incidentally, vervain is very good for insomnia as the result of an overactive mind.
Vine. Vine people are strong and forceful characters who take on the leadership role, taking charge of chaotic situations, knowing what needs to be done. They don't try to convince others, as vervain would, but tell people what to do. In the negative state, this remedy is all about authority and power. Vine people tend to dominate the situation and demand obedience. Unfortunately, being so self-assured, they think that their way is the only way, and it would benefit others if they just did as they were told. Someone in a vine state loves power over others. Vine will help you soften a little and realize that everyone has something to offer in their own way. And they recognize that their strength is a great asset and can be used to benefit others, not only themselves.
Walnut. This remedy is known as the link breaker and helps with any period of change. It helps break the link with the past. It's also helpful at times of major changes in life, like puberty, teenage years, childbirth, menopause, and age milestones. Whenever we have to adapt and leave the past behind, walnut will help bridge the gap. Also, very importantly, it helps break the influence that others have over you so you don't become diverted or sidetracked. Walnut is very useful when you have definite ideas and ambitions in life and you're fulfilling them, but on rare occasions, you're tempted and led astray from your aims by the enthusiasm of others. Walnut will break that influence, break the link, allowing you to move forward on your own path.
Water violet. Water violet is one of the 12 healers and is a complete contrast to heather. These people want to live a quiet and solitary life. They are unsociable and generally prefer the company of a few close friends. They're very private people and like to keep to themselves. They don't want to impose upon anyone, and they don't want to be imposed upon. If you need water violet, you like your own space. You enjoy being alone. You withdraw from certain situations and relationships, and you can appear aloof, condescending, and proud. They withdraw and keep to themselves, and this leads to loneliness. The remedy will help them enjoy the company of their friends without losing their quite dignified pride.
White chestnut. White chestnut is for those times when your mind is like a merry-go-round and you cannot switch it off. Worrying thoughts that relentlessly repeat themselves. And you go over anxieties, arguments again and again, but you cannot find a resolution. This state of mind inevitably results in sleeplessness. This leaves you physically and mentally exhausted and you're unable to focus on what needs to be done. White chestnut stops the merry-go-round and brings you peace of mind. The focus of white chestnut is not on the anxieties, but on the treadmill of emotions that gives you no rest.
Wild oat. A wild oat state is like being in an unknown town without any street signs that all look the same and apparently don't lead anywhere. It's for those who are not so much lost as who can't find their way. It's for those who feel that they're not living a fulfilling life. Perhaps you're looking for your path in life, a vocation, as you feel you want to contribute to the world but are not sure how to do it. It's for those who are often dissatisfied with life as they feel they're not on the right path. Wild oat is like a signpost that points you in the right direction. There's a fine line between serrato, scleranthus, and wild oat. All are unable to make a decision. But when you look into the thoughts behind the decision and look at how they respond to life, talking or keeping feelings to themselves, you'll be able to give the correct remedy.
Wild rose. Those in a wild rose state tend to jog along and nothing upsets them. They're resigned to things as they are and they have no ambition to change their lives. When things are not going well, wild rose people tend to shrug their shoulders and say, "Oh well, that's life." They don't have the motivation to do anything about it. They'll be resigned to their situation and they can't be bothered to change it. It's as if there's no meaning to life. The wild rose state is a state of apathy, and the remedy will shake you out of that apathy and you can begin to see how you can make changes in your life.
Willow. Willow is for those who have been treated unkindly and unfairly and as a result can't forgive or forget. They become resentful and bitter, and they brood of the incident in their mind so it gets bigger and bigger. They are negative, complain a lot, and blame everyone except themselves for what has happened. They feel sorry for themselves. They're in a victim state. They can't find anything to be positive or optimistic about. Willow helps those in this frame of mind to look at life from a different perspective. People often feel ashamed of having willow feelings and are often hurt or resentful to think that they might need this remedy. Remember that we all feel like this at times. It's a natural human emotion and is no different from fear or anxiety or irritation. There is nothing to be ashamed of, and the remedy will help when we need it. This is different from holly, which has much stronger and hotter emotions.
Rescue remedy. And lastly, but by no means least, is rescue remedy. It's the most renowned remedy of all the batch remedies and may well have led you to want to know more. Rescue remedy is the only combination that Batch made. He combined five remedies. Star of Bethlehem is for shock, trauma and sorrow. Rock Rose is for fear and panic. Impatiens for irritability. Clematis for feeling faint and spaced out. Cherry Plum for the fear of losing control. Batch made this remedies to use in an emergency, but it's now become the normal anti-stress remedy that millions take to get through the day. If you find you need rescue remedy every day, perhaps you should look at why you're taking it regularly and take the appropriate remedy or remedies that you need to bring about a healing. I do hope you've enjoyed this recording and found it helpful. The real benefit, of course, will come from repetition. So I hope that you listen to it again and again. To learn more about these remedies, please go to thebatchflowerschool.com. And don't forget the in the link. Or go to rosetodd.com or email me at rose@rosetodd.com. Until we meet again, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me, Paul.
And I hope to see you soon.